Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ryan Hayes with Access Radio Live, hosted with Blog Talk Radio Live. I'm here with the phenom, Alex Vanderstock, a.k.a. King Vandy, shortstop for the 4A defending state baseball champions, West Forsyth High School in Clements, North Carolina. He's taken an NC baseball world by storm, and he's given me time out of his busy schedule to give me this candid interview. Alex, thanks for being on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Let's start off by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got started in baseball.
Well, I've been playing probably since about 4 years old. I was born in Warner Robins, Georgia, and that's where I've played baseball ever since. I came out of an organization out of Warner Robins, which is chain baseball, and I started in Warner Robins, and now I'm here, and it's going pretty good.
Tell me a little bit about your experience playing for the powerhouse Warner Robins Little League program.
Well, I played for just about all through elementary school and all through middle school. I only played 1 year of A-ball, which is about the highest you can get up there. And we played the All-Stars, and our teams, actually, we had two All-Star teams, and we split, so we ended up playing each other in the championship, and we didn't make it very far. I think we just made it to the States, and that was my last year of Little League.
How's that program shaped you into the baseball player that you are today?
Well, there's a lot of good coaches that come out of Warner Robins, and it's not just the players. There's a lot of good coaching out there and a lot of good high school coaching also, and they just built me and made me almost have the attitude I have today, as in, like, play 110% always and never give up and never disrespect the game.
Fast forward to now, you enrolled into West Forsyth your sophomore year and was an immediate impact on the baseball team. How hard were the adjustments?
Well, actually, I came in here and I was a little nervous just because I didn't really know anyone, but they welcomed me as one of their own. It was a very, very good and successful transfer. They were really good to me and made me feel like home.
You are playing on a high level of baseball right now. How did you get to this level, and what are some things that you do to sustain yourself on that level?
Well, hopefully this isn't my highest level I'm playing at. I plan to go play college baseball somewhere. I'm really not sure yet. And hopefully plan from out of college to go play in the pros. And
As a third baseman, you helped lead the West Forsyth baseball team to a 2014 state baseball title, the first sports state championship in the history of West Forsyth for men's. What can you tell me about that experience?
It was a great experience of my life. State championship, really can't get much better than that other than national championship, but it was one of the greatest moments of my life.
I know that your coach, Brad Bullard, switched you to third base to shortstop this season. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've played a lot of both. I've played short and third my whole life. I've played a little center field my whole life. I've played pitch. I've caught. I've played just about every position. You know, honestly, it's just fielding the baseball. You got to, whether you're at shortstop or third, you got to field it. And it's not that bad of a transition. I like it. Love playing different positions.
How has Coach Bullard impacted you as a baseball player that you are today?
Coach Bullard is a really good guy, really good coach. He's helped me with my attitude so much. And baseball is a mental game, and I think he's about got me caught up to that mental part of the game. And he's been there and supported me through my year at West Forsyth or however long I've been here, but he's helped me get through the mental stage of baseball.
A lot of baseball players, after the season, they get involved in summer leagues. So are you involved in any kind of league like Legion Baseball?
No, I don't. I haven't played Legion here yet, but I think I might play this year just because I'll be committed and won't play as much travel ball as I usually do over the summer.
What is your mindset when you're up at bat? Do you get nervous? If so, why?
No, you never get nervous. You got to stay comfortable in the batter's box. You just got to make it a happy place so you get your hits. And like I said, it's a mental game. So,
what is your batting average this season?
I think I'm hitting around 350 right now. It's a little low than I normally am, but I mean, the season's not over yet, so we still have playoffs and the CBC tournament coming up, so hopefully I can improve that.
I got you. There are 9 positions in baseball. Out of those positions, which one is your favorite? Which one is your least favorite?
Well, honestly, I love shortstop is probably my favorite position just because you get the most balls, and my least favorite would probably be pitching just because, I mean, yeah, that's even a bigger part of the mental time. And it's a lot. It's really hard to be a pitcher or a two-way player, but I plan to do that from here on out.
I got you. You're a great baseball player, but not perfect by any means. What do you feel like you could work on to improve your overall game?
Well, right now I could work on sitting back and hitting the baseball to the right field and improve on the mental side. Still, I mean, you can never get enough mental help in the game.
What do you find the most challenging about playing baseball?
The most challenging part about playing baseball would be the mental side and staying focused all throughout the game. I mean, it's a long game. Long, as people say, it's a boring game, but I love the game. And just staying focused throughout the whole game.
What is it that you enjoy about the sport?
What do I enjoy about the sport? I love winning. I love competing, and I love giving 110%. And I love how it's a team sport where you got each other's back, and that's how I feel towards that.
This is the point of the interview where you could give somebody that you played against like a good shout out. That being said, who is the toughest pitcher that you faced to date?
You know, I think it's a tiebreaker between about 3 pitchers in our conference. Jacob Hartle from Reagan is dominant. I mean, one of the greatest pitchers I've ever hit against. And Robbie Casey from Reynolds and Logan Welch from Reynolds are about the top 2 pitchers in the state. And good control, so many different pitches, and can control all their pitches. And those 3 are probably the best around, in my opinion.
What would Alex Vaynerstock be doing if he wasn't playing baseball?
If I wasn't playing baseball, I'd be busting my butt in school just like I am now and trying to get a college education and probably end up doing something with sports because I love sports, all types of sports. Love the game.
I know from experience that being a student athlete is tough. So how do you balance your schoolwork and being a student athlete and your social life?
Well, you say social life. I mean, you don't have much of a social life, but you just have to use your time wisely. Like, don't just be sitting around. I mean, just always be doing something, and that'll get your schedule right, and you can get your schoolwork done, and then do your baseball stuff. Schoolwork comes first. That's not always going to be around. The game's going to always be around.
Is there any baseball players that you try to imitate or tailor your game after?
Yes, Chipper Jones from the Atlanta Braves. I know he's retired, but he's a great, great guy. Plays the game the right way, never disrespected it. And in the game right now, I look after Mike Trout, and he's just all around one of the greatest ball players.
What has been your greatest thrill in a game?
Greatest thrill in a game. Well, my greatest thrill in a game is probably pitching. I mean, I have the most thrill when I'm pitching just because, I mean, you're in the game and like you're controlling the game with the ball, and that's probably my greatest thrill.
What is one or two things that you currently do in your training that are keys to your success?
Well, I always work on my hands, hand-eye coordination, and feet work. You may think it's about throwing or hitting, but it's little things actually to get to that point where you gotta work on your hands, you gotta work on feet work, you have to be fast. You have to be fast in this game, and your hand-eye coordination is most important.
Have you ever experienced a breakthrough? If so, what led to it? Breakthrough. A breakthrough moment as in you played a game that just kind of elevated your level of playing, that you just realized, hey, I got this now.
Yeah. Well, there's the mental game. I'm not going to lie, I was pretty bad back in the day. And when I finally had that breakthrough, I just realized, hey, it's not my last at bat. Like, I'm going to have plenty more. And that's how I kind of fixed my mental thing. You just always have to think positive and stay positive.
I got you. Well, what makes you different from other baseball players?
What makes me different? I'm loud. I love the game. I play 110%. I'm rough. You're always going to know I'm out there. I'm the dirtiest one on the field. I'm going to give it my all and back up my team and give what my team needs.
I mentioned earlier that your team won a state baseball title back in 2014. But what would be your ultimate achievement and goals for baseball moving forward?
Well, this year, I hope we go up for another state championship. I mean, we're good enough to do it, and we're leading the conference right now. And hopefully win me a couple national championships in college, and if not, win me a World Series in major leagues.
Speaking of college, have you committed to play baseball anywhere?
No, I have not yet committed, but I've had a few offers here and there, and I'm still waiting to find that perfect fit.
Can you tell the listeners what colleges you could possibly be looking at?
Oh, yes, I could. App State, Georgia Southern, Kennesaw State, Wilmington, College of Charleston, Coastal Carolina, and there's a few more that are still interested but still haven't gone to that point with them.
I got you. What has been the best advice that someone's ever given to you, and how has that helped you with your game?
Best advice was probably from my daddy. He's the one who taught me how to play rough. I mean, it don't matter. You got to play rough. You got to play 110%. That's the best advice I can give anyone. Give it your all. I mean, you might as well. I mean, you may not be able to play the game tomorrow, so.
What advice can you give the young generation of baseball players preparing to play high school baseball?
Well, my advice for younger kids, I mean, we've all been there. My advice is to stay positive, focus in school, and give it your all, and don't disrespect the game.
Where do you draw this inspiration and passion for the game from?
Well, I do it for myself. I mean, I want to do something big for myself in life, and I do it for my family because I know they've always supported me, and my family that is down in Georgia and my family that is up here. I mean, they want what's best for me, and I'm going to give them what's best for them.
Tell me a little bit about the Alex Vanderstock away from baseball. What do you like to do?
Well, I like to fish. I like to hunt. Love being in the outdoors. If not playing another sport, I just love being outdoors.
I got you. I always like to throw in these random questions. If you could have dinner with three people, living or dead, who would it be and why?
Maddie Stefanik. He's dead, and he had a disease. And if you look him up, he died at about 13 years old, and he wasn't supposed to live past like 6 months he was old. And he was a poet, and he just kind of changed my attitude towards the way I look at things in life. I mean, I would love to eat dinner with him and Chipper Jones again. I love Chipper. And let's see, my third one would be Chipper Jones, Matty Stefanik, and Will Ferrell.
Okay.
Will Ferrell, he's the man.
I got you. For people that want to follow your success moving forward, are you on any social media networks? If so, what are the handles?
Yes, I'm on just about all social media. I mean, it's not a bad thing. You don't have to prevent it when you are, and when you are playing ball or at any level, you just have to control it. You don't need to be out there saying dumb stuff. You need to keep it to yourself. I mean, there's a reason why they have these things, and you have to just respect the people who are looking at your account and also respect yourself. I mean, set a good example for others. I mean, even if you don't think so, I mean, people look up to you, and that's how you have to control it. You don't have to prevent it, but you can control it.
All right, Alex, thanks for taking the time out your baseball schedule to give me this interview. Good luck with your baseball career moving forward, and hopefully I can have you on the show again in the future.
All right, thank you.
All right, everybody, that was Alex Vanderstock, shortstop for the West Forsyth Titans in Clemens, North Carolina.